The scripture reading is Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the 10th session of the message entitled Deficiency of the Body.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school. This is the 10th session, the last session on the deficiencies of the body. A deficiency of the body refers to the state where you lack the basic mental or physical ability, or the state where you have significantly different emotions than other people because you have not gone through the processes that you should have gone through in the steps of seeing, feeling, and acting. You can go into spirit and Holy Spirit only when you realize these one by one and cast them off. There are some things you can understand very well when you listen to the messages about them, but you still are not really able to put them into practice in your everyday life. It's either because you do not realize the deficiencies that you have, or because you don't really want to put into practice what you've decided to do. In such cases, you lack willpower, endurance, self-control, and concentration. I'm going to talk about these things today. Let's continue to look into the deficiencies of the body. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to go into spirit, you have to make up the shortcomings in your willpower, endurance, self-control, and concentration. Such things as putting things off until tomorrow, you should do today. Failing to concentrate on something important and not doing what you decide to do are obstacles that hinder you from going into spirit. I think many of you, those who have stood on the rock of faith and entered the level of spirit, must not have deficiencies of body, but otherwise many of you have a lot of things I just mentioned. For example, just not doing what you decide to do. For example, suppose there is a person who frequently falls in his or her diet. Just suppose this kind of person. What's the reason that they cannot lose weight even though they feel the need and decide to lose weight? In many cases, they violate their own determination to eat less, for they cannot overcome the temptation of the food they like. They say, oh, I'll first eat this food I like, or I'll eat a little bit of it today, and tomorrow I'll begin my diet again. Or they begin their diet with firm determination, but soon their determination is weakened. They give up their diet thinking, do I really have to lose weight? It's better to live in comfort. Or they give many kinds of excuses. Same. They console themselves thinking, I don't eat a lot, but I basically have a physical constitution that I usually gain weight. But where can we find a person who just get weight, you know, just by drinking water? Or they postpone diet thing. It's not that I cannot lose weight. I can do it anytime I want, so I don't really have to do it right now. But people who fail in everyday matters like this have similar patterns in their Christian lives. For example, let's say such a person decides to go to church after work every day and pray for 1 hour. But towards the end of the day, he feels very tired and he wants to lie down for a little while at home. He hurries home and lies down. He feels so comfortable in the warm blanket. His eyes are closing and he cannot get back up. Then what happens then? It's the same as when he fails in his diet. Says, I can go today if I want to, but today I don't feel very well, and I know I need to rest to be in peak physical condition. I don't really have to start doing it today. I will just begin to pray starting tomorrow. He just keeps on putting it off until tomorrow, again and again. And these kind of people, for these kind of people, it's very hard to change themselves. Even though you are so tired, if you overcome it and pray, then there will be no tomorrow. It's going to be easier for you to overcome even next day. If you do it again and again, then it will not be difficult anymore. Because you are not able to overcome, it's going to be difficult for you to pray or to do whatever you decided to do. Well, as this goes on for a while, later on, he just rests at home all the time without even making excuses. Even for Daniel prayer meeting, you just think that you can skip just one day and want to pray fervently, but you are not able to do so if you don't overcome that kind of temptation or tiredness or something. Some people listen to the word of God and decide to change their bad habits, but with the passage of time, they change their minds. For example, a person who is frequently late to worship services or other meetings has decided to change his heart after listening to messages on tardiness. After hearing the message, he has pangs of conscience, and he also thinks about how other people might think of him. So for several weeks, he is punctual. But after a couple of months pass, his guilty conscience weakens, and he goes back to his old habits. He comes late because of something, and he comes late again because of something else. In this way, he reverts back to his former state. Let me give you another example. Suppose a person who often gossips decides to speak only the truth. Sometime later, she saw some fault of, say, Deaconess Kim, and she's dying to spread it to others. But she kept her mouth shut, thinking of her determination not to talk about such things. But somebody next to her comes to her and says, Deaconess Kim has got some problem. Right at that moment, her determination vanishes into thin air. She gossips about Deaconess Kim, pretending that she is worried about her, saying, is that right? I didn't really want to say this, but I saw the same thing going on. I'm concerned for her because she has to change. If she can keep her heart this way, when can she cultivate holiness? Brothers and sisters, even before I accepted the Lord, I tried to keep my determination in whatever I decided. As I explained before, when I was studying, I would drink a lot of water before going to bed in order to get up early in the morning. At such a young age, and especially in the cold early morning of winter, it was very difficult to get out of bed. I just go to bed at midnight. And 4 o'clock, I need to get up, 4 a.m. and the seniors whom I live together woke up 4 a.m. and I need to get breakfast, and I need to go to school, so I need to get up at least 4 a.m. In winter time, it's very, very, very difficult or inconvenient or uncomfortable for me to get up 4 a.m. In old days, in winter time, for me, when I was a high school student or middle school student, winter time, I just used the one briquette, cold briquette, for warming the room whole day, I mean 24 hours or two. How? If I change the briquette for new one, then right after it is burned, the fire is set, then I just close the ventilation hole. Then I can use that cold briquette for 24 hours. But if I open the ventilation hole, then it's going to be burned up easily. But when I was a middle school student, I need to save. So I just used a briquette in that way. So it's very cold inside the room. So in early in the morning, in winter time, it's not so comfortable to get up. So I would drink a lot of water before going to bed so that I would wake up to go to the bathroom. Then, otherwise, I should wake up in any way to even to go to the bathroom. Also, from the time I was very young, if I didn't keep what I decided to do, I'd punish myself. I trained myself to keep my heart, even if it meant punishing myself. When I was young, I studied in a not so good situation. It was very inconvenient, miserable, in some sense, state. When I was elementary school, I spent my time in the countryside. And when I was a middle school student, I just stayed at my aunt's, my elder sister of my father. So her son went to a government office in the my hometown. Government official, he should come to the office at 9 a.m. So he started 8:30. So I need to have breakfast with him because he took me to school. It took me about 20 to 30 minutes from home to school. So I need to have a breakfast at 7 a.m. But he, my the son of the my aunt, he just had breakfast after 8 a.m. because it took him not so much time. That's why I was late the first class all the time during my middle school days. So I just waited for the first class over, and then as soon as the class is over, I just enter into the classroom. So I was nicknamed the king of the latecomers or something. That was my situation. So I urged my mom all the time. Every weekend I just went to, I returned home from my aunt's. About 24 kilometers, about 16 kilometers from from my aunt's to home. And Saturday I should take the rice to my aunt's, walking 16 kilometers from home to aunt's. But because the home is very comfortable, I just return home every weekend. So I was late every day, and I was scolded all the time. But no way for me at the time. I couldn't get out of the ends. And even I couldn't tell my brother, the son of the ends, I would come to the school by myself from tomorrow or something. So I was trying to study hard. I really wanted to study very hard, but I was not able to even buy the reference books. So I just urged and asked my mom continually to allow me to stay alone, because mom was not confident that I could take good care of myself, because I was so young. Who can understand the situation? Even family members didn't understand the situation. So I wanted to study so hard. So I went up to, came up to Seoul when I was, when I became a high school student. I just took the medicine, not to sleep for studying hard. And I wanted to enter into Seoul National University, the engineering department, but I just enter the Hanyang University, the second university at the time, as far as the engineering department is concerned. So I took all the time the vocabulary book note, I mean, on my hand, whatever I did, when I was on the bus, when I was in the train, to study hard. But I trained my heart so neatly and to keep my decision firmly. Because I tried not to make any deficiency in me, it was easier for me to lead a life as a Christian after I accepted the Lord. So I don't understand those who are saying that the Christian life is very difficult. According to my opinion, because they don't love God so much, because they don't have faith. That's why they say the Christian life is difficult. Since I started my Christian life, I've never experienced any difficulty. Even though I had a lot of debt, but I lived my Christian life joyfully. Even I had a lot of debt, a lot of things to pay, but I lived my Christian life very joyfully and happily, singing all the time, praising all the time. And even we can find the members of the church who lived Christian life together with me at that time. Just ask them. I just sang all the time, and even my wife, Mrs. Lee, when she washed the clothes, she praised all the time, even at home. I've never thought that I was a poor. If you were in our case, I mean the poverty, nobody would survive. Even my children were not able to get enough snack when they grew up, but they've never thought that they were poor, because they were full of the hope for heaven. To cast off the sin, fighting. I didn't understand what it means. since established the church, I've never tried to fight against the sin. If the Bible says to remove some sins, I just immediately cast off. And God didn't like the black color, so I've never used black color at church when we had a evangelical meetings or something. But when we purchase the product, sometimes we have no choice. Some parts of the products have a black color, but even for me personally, I don't have anything black or black-like color, but I mean dark colors, because God doesn't like the dark colors, but white color. That's why the aurora-like light, if you experience it and if you see it, it's all bright colors. Even Bible mentions about the sanctuary and the temple of God with what they have built, with all the bright colors. And what about you? If you go back home and try to open the drawers, and you might have a lot of the dark colored the clothing. The original original intention is very important. Why God mentioned that the black color? Because God doesn't like the dark color. For men, the basic standard suit is a dark color, black. So I instead of black suit, I try to wear a dark blue color. And if only if we live by the words of God, then it's going to be happy and joyful and peaceful. And they're going to be protected in all kind of circumstances because we live by the right way. But if the people who violate the law, they have a lot of difficulties. So I just obeyed all the words of God, commanding us to do, not do, keep, or cast away certain things. If God commanded me to do something for more than 30 years now, I've never changed my attitude about obeying it. So I don't have any heart to change it. Dear brothers and sisters, even in this world, people say positive thinking, self-control, determination, and concentration are important factors for a successful life. Let me tell you about some well-known test results. 4-year-old children were grouped, and they were given a bag of sweet cakes. I mean, each of them. They could eat them immediately if they wanted to, but if they could hold them for 15 minutes, they would be given another bag. How many? How old? Yes, 4-year-old children. Not 6 or 7-year-old children, 4-year-old children. Some children ate them right away, while others waited for 15 minutes to suppress their appetites until the end. Some of them covered their eyes, while others sang songs or played games to divert their interest. Anyway, those who were patient for 15 minutes were able to get another bag of cakes to eat. What is more important are the results after 15 years. Those children who were not patient for 15 minutes struggled in stressful situations as young adults. They also often had trouble paying attention. It was also found they were not able to maintain friendships. But those children who had been patient for the 15 minutes adapted themselves well in matters in school and family, and they were popular among their peers. The children who were able to wait 15 minutes had set SAT scores that averaged 210 points higher than that of the children who couldn't wait for even such very short period of time. When they grew up, the disciplined children did much better in everything because they had a power to be patient and delay gratification. So you students in particular should remember this story and correct any deficiencies. And the parents should teach them well so that they might not have any this kind of deficiencies. Patience. Many people lack this patience. So even though with a small shock or touch or hit, they are alarmed or they are they exclaimed and crying out loudly. But for me, even I had my bones broken, but I thought it's trivial. So patience, we need to grow our patience. Even we were young. The Romance of Three Kingdoms, the Chinese novel, I enjoyed reading it when I was a young student. Even Huan Wu, when he got the poisonous arrow and his flesh decayed, and Huata, the famous medical doctor at the time, visited him and explained to him that he should remove the flesh and remove the poisonous part of the bones. Then what shall he do? He should be tied his hands and legs, and then should have operation. At that time, the Huan Wu, the General Huan Wu, said that you don't need to tie me, just operate it. And he enjoyed the Chinese game while the Huata operated his part, which was defected. But the General Huan, he just made smile while he's got operation. And I was so much impressed. If we raise our patience in this way, then it's going to be very beneficial in many ways. So if I can do it by myself. General Huan, he's also a human being. If he could do this, then even I can do it by myself. So I try myself to raise up the patience in many situations. So I even try to give pain to myself and persevere it. So it was nothing. It was trivial. Nobody could beat me or through... So even though I was hit or struck, I don't think it's painful. Even before reading the Chinese novel, the Romance of Three Kingdoms, I tried to do this kind of practice. So when I was elementary school student, the students that didn't like the injection. And they, even before getting injection, they just cried out of the fear. And the person, my friend, who is afraid of the injection, it's very painful for him to get injection. But for me, I just try to think it trivial. So when I was a student, we got injection for protection for any diseases, epidemics every year. But even some year, up to 12 shots. But even when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior and God Almighty, even I, my scars due to that injection were removed. And through the romance of Three Kingdoms, the case of the General Quan, especially the regarding the patients, I was impressed and I tried to raise the patients myself. So for last, when I was sick for 7 years, I was able to overcome well. But if you cried out saying that you are the person who have the most painful things in the world with a small trivial problems or pains, it's a problem. Well, you will be able to accomplish sanctification more quickly as well as get better grades in your studies. Of course, it's necessary for the grown others too. I will mention this again later, but you need to continually try if you want to make up for your deficiencies. If you make up your mind to study 3 hours a day, you have to try to keep that determination. You must sit at your desk for 3 hours no matter what. At first, you might not be able to focus and you feel it is difficult, but you have to practice to keep your concentration and focus. Don't you believe in Christ Jesus? For them, it's easy to concentrate. If you have any difficulty to concentrate for something, on something, then you can pray, crying out. If you decide to pray for 1 hour a day, you have to set the time and pray no matter what other things you might have to do. You must not postpone it, saying you are busy or tired. Those who are called to be a servants of God newly, those who are in the first cycle, and the second cycle will be recruited soon. The first cycle of the servants, would-be servants, they try themselves to see how long they could pray continually. So the male would-be servants prayed for 17 hours. That's one of the ways to raise up the patients. They prayed for 17 hours. Then it's going to be easier for them to pray for 4 to 5 hours. If you sub, so prayer, so you can ask anybody here, the prayer, among the would-be servants, they would say, I'm very happy to pray. And these new servants, whenever they see me saying, I'm so happy to study, so I'm expecting to attend next class. Where can we find these kind of students these days? If the teacher mentioned that we want to cancel our class this afternoon, then the students will exclaim for joy. If a student say that, no, teacher, we need to study, we must not cancel our class, then he's going to be ousted by the classmates or something. But these new servants, it's going to be a different story for them. They want to study so hard. They enjoy studying so greatly. So it's good for them to pray and read the Bible and summarize the sermons and study at the theological seminary, and even professors, many of them are in the level of spirit. And what matters is that they are full of the zeal to learn the spiritual things as much as possible. That's why they enjoy the studying. Well, you must not postpone it saying that you are busy or tired. You must not change your mind midway saying, I can't focus today, so I will just pray for half an hour. You must overcome not to change what you have decided. So you have to train yourself to do whatever you decided to do so that you can rectify any deficiency you might have. When I was a student, I punished myself if I didn't keep the promise I made with myself. I trained myself to keep my decisions and to be patient. And thus, it was not difficult for me to cast away sins in my life as a Christian. Try to achieve whatever goal I made without giving up midway. The unchanging and truthful heart is very important to enter into spirit. You can keep your heart in the Lord only when you have the strength to control yourself, to control your personal desires, and to be patient. So, if you don't have a betrayal or a changing heart or your personal greediness or something, then it's easier for you to enter the level of spirit. If you have this kind of tendencies, then you can stand on the rock of faith. You must get rid of this kind of tendencies or characteristics. But other things you can easily remove, but you must take good care of your heart. You need to try hard to remove these kind of things. What? The greediness, the changing heart, and the betrayal, heart of betrayal, and craftiness, and envy and jealousy. If you have these kind of tendencies in your heart, no way. You must remove it completely. When you don't have anything like this, you can stand on the rock of faith and you can enter the level of spirit. If you have this kind of tendency, it's not possible. So to keep my heart, to keep my thinking, then these people don't try to have a envy or jealousy or greediness, greedy. And some people, even among the men, male members, I think that they have envy and jealousy. For me, since I was young, I haven't had the envy and jealousy. So I don't know exactly what kind of jealousy and envy is. But during my ministry, I've been watching and experiencing the envy and jealousy among the female members. But even I could find it currently among the male members. And the changing heart, the craftiness. Because you have a changing heart, you have a craftiness and a betrayal. Heart of betrayal. It's all linked together. It's similar. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, so far I gave you some specific examples of deficiencies of the body. Some of you might think you have just a few deficiencies, for you are filled with the truth to some extent. Then some of you might think like deficiencies of the body are about so many things, including our heart, thinking, our words and behaviors. Most of them apply to me. And I don't know what to do to change myself. Some might think in this way. Now, how can we solve these problems of deficiencies of the body? In fact, there are many kinds of deficiencies of the body that are not easy to find and change. For you cannot easily realize them in yourself, even if you listen to many messages. But nothing will be difficult with the help of the Holy Spirit. I urge you to pray honestly, asking for the help of the Holy Spirit. First, you have to pray with all your heart to find out what your deficiencies are. Pray to discover the things that you have not been able to identify, the things that you have not kept in mind, and the things that you are not practicing. As you pray that way, you will be able to see yourself as if you were looking into a mirror by the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will remind you of these things as if He were explaining to you each of the scene of your memory. So you would realize you have certain deficiencies due to certain kinds of processes. While you are praying, you should try to practice what you have to do. Philippians chapter 4 verse 9 says, "The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." Some people pray so honestly. Even after Daniel prayer meeting, they pray separately in the second sanctuary, a couple of 100 people. When I was in the mountain for 7 weeks, that's what I heard. And they prayed for the items of prayer when they pray. They prayed so honestly in that way. And after that, while they were living, they need to practice what they had prayed. However, they just prayed loudly, but don't practice. What's the use of praying so honestly? It's useless. You must act. You must practice what you prayed. So many people don't practice what they have prayed. As said, you can start practicing what you learn, receive, and hear in the truth. So, you can overcome one by one by prayer. Well, there are so many things to overcome and to cast off at first, but if you do it gradually, one by one, you can overcome it, you can achieve it. When I visited my colleague's home, it was so cold, so I got cough. So he continually had cough in the wintertime because it was so cold. So I just asked him or her, so what kind of temperature you maintain? And he or she said, yes, 12 degrees Celsius. I just maintain the room temperature at 12 degrees Celsius. So in the winter time, he or she is always in with the flu. Even not only he or she, but the family members all together. And he or she is a beloved leader of the God, would-be worker or would-be servant. Yes, he or she is now attending the theological school now, theological seminary now. So I just try to check what kind of temperature they maintain and even their family members. Even she or she had a fungus, but she or she couldn't remove the wallpaper. So I just asked him or her to move immediately to new house. I just supported financially. So that she or he might move to a new house. So this month, she will move, so happy. And the parents visited the new house and were happy. So if we add up some more finance to deposit the money, then we can and borrow some from the bank, then we can even purchase the house. I just recommended him or her to do this and that. And those who obeyed me, they have purchased the new house. So if you don't spend uselessly, if you just save and for 2 or 3 years, you can pay back the loan from the bank and you can buy a house. Well, if you find something small, you shouldn't neglect it, thinking, I can go into spirit just by changing this little thing. You shouldn't give up after unsuccessfully trying to change yourself either. You have to keep on doing the right thing until the end without giving any excuse. I gave you this illustration once, but let us say a person who was not able to put things away neatly now tries to change. He tries to categorize different things and put each item that he used in the right place. It's a simple set of rules to follow, but for a person who has never done so, it will require a lot of effort. Sometimes he has to go out in a hurry, or he feels like just putting things anywhere because he's tired. If this sounds like your situation, I hope you will continue to do it to keep things in order, but also to cultivate an unchanging heart, to fill up your deficiencies and to go into spirit. Having such little habits in your body, you can change many aspects of your life. Let me conclude the message. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 to 27 explains about the reason why the Lord gave His body to save us. It says, so that He might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that He might present to Himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such a thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. I will now explain about the deficiencies of the body in 10 sessions. If you don't practice what you have learned, what's the use? It's useless. I checked those around me and find out that many people don't practice what they have learned. If they touch some articles, then they should put it in the right place, and it's good for them to make it a habit to put it in the right place neatly. But they just put it in the other place and carelessly. It's a very trivial thing, but even these kind of trivial things, they don't keep that in mind and practice as they have learned. If you make it a habit, it's nothing. It's easy. It's natural for you to do so. I'd like to ask you, if you ask me, how can I live in that way? Then I'd like to ask the same question. How can you live in such a way? Oh, if you think that I'm so difficult to live together with something, then I'd like to ask you the same question. the male members, because they have a military duty and they learn a very good thing in the military service, the order between the seniors and juniors, and the cleansing and arranging the things neatly. If you go to military service, I mean, if you join the army or air force or whatever it is, 9 p.m. There is an inspection before going to bed. So we need to they need to be prepared. If they point it at that inspection, then they're gonna have a hard time or some punishment. So the older members of the one a barracks try their best to arrange their articles neatly. For example, the clothing, uniforms, this much. And they have a clothing, inner clothing, panties or shorts, etc. They need to arrange it neatly in a rectangular form. With the same height and same form, they need to arrange it. Even the for running the shorts and panties, they need to make angle to arrange it regularly, together with the uniform and everything. Whether it's small or big, you need to make it same, no region, same height. That's what the inspector requires, asks. Every day, that's how they are inspected. But the man who is pointed out every day, we call them 고문관 in Korean, in English, troublemaker or something. Yes. Because of him, the whole barrack, whole unit or whole barracks get hard time. But the troublemaker, he doesn't keep something in mind. They just do it as they like or carelessly. Even they don't do things correctly or rightly, even though we teach them. Well, if the male members are discharged from military service after learning this kind of cleansing way and method and do it in the same way at home, then it's going to be great. And they're going to be praised by the wives so much. And they're going to be respected by the wives. If they do same thing, what they did in the military service at home, if they help the wife a little bit in that way, they're going to be loved and respected. Even the kitchen, mostly, yeah, it's for the wife. But these days, even men can enter the kitchen, and even men can wash the clothing and even cook the meal. And husband and wife work together these days, so you can help each other. The husband whose wife don't work will not say in this way, oh, you have heard senior pastor that both the husband and wife work together these days, so you just don't work, and I worked hard outside, so you need to take good care of me or something. Then the wife would say, do you think that I just take a rest at home? I have a lot of works to do, the chores, you know, the cleansing the house and the making the things and cooking and washing. So don't try to say this way. Try to understand each other and try to support each other and try to make a peaceful home. Don't try to take pride if your husband if you just serve the wife, and if you respect, the husband should be loved and respected. If the husband despises or otherwise just respect out of fear, but it's going to be a problem. So even though you are absent, the wife should say something good about you to her friends. You must be this kind of husband, respected. Don't try to rule your wife forcefully. Instead, try to serve her so that you may be respected and loved by wife. So I pray in the name of the Lord that you will give glory to God each moment of your life, not just by casting off sins and evil, but also by giving out the aroma of Christ all the time and everywhere. Let's pray together considering the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Let's make what we have learned this morning our spiritual food, and let us practice it in everyday life. Father, thank you. Deficiencies of the body. For 10 sessions I finished. Father, let us remember what we have learned so that we may rectify and change our behaviors and our language and our attitude, so that we may not lack anything, and let us be respected and loved by God, and respected by the people, and let us be praised by God as a good children, and let us be loved by the children and the wife, and by husband, and praised by the neighbors. Father, bless us, our members, to be like so. Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body and receive the prayer with the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Lord, lay your hand on us now, from the top of the head to the end of the feet, from the internal organs and cells, by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Scorch us so that we may be strong, both physically and spiritually. Father, transcending the time and space, work through us now, all the branch churches and branch sanctuary, and those who are attending this worship service through the internet all over the world, and GCN viewers and audiences, and 10,000 branch churches and cooperating churches and missionaries. And we have a prayer items from prayer requests from different countries. Father, lay your hand on this and work through us. Kim Sang, Pastor Kim from India, from 12th to 23rd of March, he's going to have a pastor seminar at the Delhi Manmin Mission Center for pastors, and bless the wife of Pastor Kim. She's expecting a baby this coming April. Bless her to deliver. And Nikki Reshi is going to bless her to be cleansed from pneumonia. Pastor Vitaly Fishberg, March 12th, is going to talk with the David John Radio Station. Bless him to have a good result through a negotiation or discussion. And Lawrence Etim, the tumor in the brain, heal her or heal him. And Prasant, his wife is practicing the black magic. You, darkness, go away from his wife. You enemy devil, Satan, and power of darkness, go away from the wife of Prasant. And David from Venezuela, optimism. Be cleansed, and by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be healed. Daniela from Honduras has a heart disease. Father, work through her so that she may be healed. Dong Ning, the prostate cancer, the terminal cancer, work through her. And Zhang Junshang, and Chen Ying Zhang Shelui, the darkness, power of darkness. You darkness, go away from Chen Ying, Zhang Shui, and Chang Ke Xin, Ri Cheng Lu, her son. Bless him to enter the high school he wants. Father, work through us to be strong, both physically and spiritually, and bless us to hear well, to see well, and lay your hand on the kidneys and internal organs. Let the light come down on you. Your skin diseases go away. Let the skin diseases be healed. Let the light come down on you, Father. If there's any war between you and us, Father, let us break it so that we may be strong, both physically and spiritually. And the terminal cancer, go away. Let the light come down on you. Father, work through us. Work through us. And hypertension, and the diabetes, go away. And the flu and cough and the cold, the heat, go away. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, be healed and be cleansed. Let the light come down on you, Father. And the audiences of the In Victory, we have the prayer items from them. Lay your hand on them and answer to their prayer. All the germs and viruses and darkness, poverty and difficulties, go away. And viewers of TV and Russia, Father, lay your hand on the prayer request of them and walk through them. You animate every Satan, power of darkness and infirmities and germs and viruses of the diseases, go away. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, be bound and bless us to enter the level of spirit. Father, the viewers of the TV and Russia, Father, bless them to increase, and even the In Victory viewers or subscribers, bless them to increase. Father, bless us to be strong, both physically and spiritually, and protect us, and protect us specifically to take good care of our lips, and so that we may utter only good things and a confession of faith. Father, thank you. Father, we're going to face the banquet of blessing this coming 18th Sunday. Father, Lord, work through us so that whole members be united with the one spirit and give glory to you. Father, protect our church buses and our home and business and lead us into prosperous way. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen.